Well, I think it's a very important and symbolic event. First of all, it's being handed over by Pumeza Tisile, who exemplifies how difficult it is at the moment to survive treatment for drug-resistant TB and to take treatment for drug-resistant TB. She took more than 3 years of treatment, more than 20,000 tablets, more than 1.5 years of very painful injections, which made her deaf, because that's one of the side effects of the treatment of multidrug-resistant TB.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Pumeza's struggle with XDR-TB and why she is now a committed activist?
What she's asking for is, well, first of all, make treatment accessible, scale up treatment. Today, out of 650,000 people with drug-resistant TB, only 80,000 are being treated, a bit more than 10%. The second thing she's asking is make the treatment better. And with better, we mean shorter, not 2 years as it is now, and with less side effects, mostly without an injection. And thirdly, make funding available to research and development of better treatments.
The treatment that Pumeza received, was this new treatment or was this something that has been the same type of treatment that is normally given?
Treatment for TB, whether it's multidrug-resistant TB or drug-sensitive TB, most of the drugs are extremely old, date from the 60s. Now, Pumeza accessed through Doctors Without Borders some newer drugs, such as linezolid, which are extremely expensive in South Africa at the moment because of patents. There's one new drug, bedaquiline. And there's another new drug that's coming up, delaminate. But at the moment, there is very limited access to these new drugs because they're not registered in many countries and because they're just not all research has been done in terms of safety.
Also, you said the treatment did cause her to become permanently deaf. Is this a side effect that most people will experience?
Up to a third of people who take long time injections with kanamycin or amikacin will get decreased hearing or become deaf. Yes, so it's not the majority, but it's a very large proportion.
Why is this year's World Health Assembly so critical for XDR-TB?
Because we are dealing with an expanding epidemic for which the response is vastly insufficient and the tools we have to fight it not very efficient either. So we have bad drugs, we have insufficient research into making the drugs better and making a regimen shorter and easier to take. And we don't have very good programs to detect people with drug-resistant TB. This is a world problem, and you have an expanding MDR, XDR, and even a totally drug-resistant TB in some part of the world that is. So yes, it's extremely important.